T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Huh? What? Huh? What? What are we doing?
Who, where am I? Who is
oh
this?
Oh my gosh. It's hey, everybody.
We got Larry with us. Hello. Hello.
Morning, guys.
And I am Sybil. Hi there. You are the most important part of the show. You're the Tolos. Chiming in at 877-881-1053. We got a lot of stuff to get into today. Consumer Reports are going to rank the most reliable brands. We'll kick things off with that. We'll talk about the most stolen cars in America. You might want to listen in case you're driving one. And we'll talk about the most, the top safety awards, the cars that won those. But if you want to reach out to AutoFlex, they open at 10 o'clock and the numbers are...
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. It's really a hard number to remember, right? If you're out of the area, if you're listening on radio.com, by the way, hello to all the people in Mexico that are listening.
Hola.
We know that they're down there.
And in Oklahoma.
That is true.
My relatives hail from.
That is true. And also AutoFlex.com, where you can find all of our great Save Money Monday specials at AutoFlex.com/1053.
Yes. And if you go to AutoFlex.com, you can click on the Facebook page, follow along with all the stories we talk about, and check out some fun videos.
Yeah, there's a great video of the assembly line where they built Corvettes in 1953 compared to the assembly line where they build Corvettes in 2020. And it's really, really amazing the difference. But it's also really cool to see those old black and white videos of 1953 when they were assembling those Corvettes that were rolling down the line. Those were those Corvettes that had 6-cylinder engines and stick shifts.
Back when Laverne and Shirley worked there.
And no air conditioning.
Schlamiel.
It was way before them.
Schlamazo.
Way before them.
So I wanted to ask a question for people to text in.
Yes.
Because I was, as I was studying my sweetums, my dogs this weekend, I was wondering, or this week, I should say, I was wondering, what would you all think is the kind of car your dog would be?
Ooh, that's a good
Not
one.
Not what kind of car is good for your dog.
Yeah,
but
everybody knows that Subaru.
Well, right, and that dogs can drive them, but if like a Whippet would probably be something fast and agile, and a Greyhound would be super fast on
like a Jaguar or something.
Yeah. So
I love that.
I was curious to know, you know, I have a little Chiweenie, I have a big Sweetums, my golden retriever, and I have my baby boy that's a lab mix.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's lab mixed with Husky the way he talks.
So text in with those, 877-881-1053. I know my wiener dog would be kind of a really old Volkswagen bus because he's long.
That's what I was thinking, like a minivan
old.
Or a...
Yeah, and then my pity boxer mix, she'd probably be like a Hummer H2 because she's like muscular and boxy.
Yeah?
Yeah, those are my dogs.
AutoFlex Leasing Fantex. AutoFlex Leasing Fantex. Does Tammy have a YouTube page? She sounds hot.
She sounds capital hot.
I'm hot whenever I'm having one of those
with
hot flashes.
Yeah. Get them, Tam Tams.
Okay, so once a year, Consumer Reports comes out with their rankings on the most reliable cars. And this year, Porsche was the number one most reliable car. And a couple of reasons for this. Obviously, they build great cars. because they do, and they charge a lot of money for those. So they have really good quality control, but they're also pretty simple. They don't have a ton of options, so there's less to go wrong on that car. The number two car, by the way, was Genesis, which really sort of surprised me because it's a newer car, but it was ranked number two by Consumer Reports. Subaru, which was in the top spot last year, the dog car. I've never seen it. All of the commercials now, not all of them, but a lot of them have dogs in them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody loves a dog. Even people who don't have dogs kind of wish they had one.
Yeah, dogs kinda make like everything better.
They like to know people with dogs like I like to know people with boats.
Yeah.
always good. If you looked at the very top rank, it would be Subaru, it would be Porsche, then Genesis, then Subaru, then Mazda, and then Lexus is number five. Interestingly enough, in the top 10 cars, there is not an American vehicle or a vehicle made in America. The top 10, to round it out, would be Audi, Hyundai, BMW, Kia, and then Mini.
What is Mini? English?
Mini Cooper, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of a Mini Cooper, maybe like they're a little short and squatty, so maybe a little French bulldog.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, the best truck for dogs is the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that would be for a wiener dog.
That would definitely.
Okay, so if you go to Consumer Reports brand rankings and you look at the very bottom of the list, Fiat came in last again. They were last year. If you looked at the bottom five, they would be Jaguar, Cadillac, Land Rover, Jeep, Mitsubishi, and Fiat. That was six.
See, your Jag's down there in the bottom.
Yeah, well, reliability-wise, they have a lot of stuff on them, and they don't tend to work well because of that. Land Rover the same way. We've talked about it. Land Rover has a button and a switch for everything.
Yeah.
And some of them fail.
Their buttons have buttons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chevrolet was number 25. Buick was number 19 and was the highest rated domestic vehicle, by the way, at number 19. So this is Consumer Reports. They rate all the vehicles every year. And they go through and test the vehicles, and then they look at how many people have problems with their vehicles, and they put all that together, and they come up with a reliability report. And it's really fairly reliable, their report is, as far as if you're in the business and you do all makes and models, you sort of deal with problems on cars.
Mm-hmm.
And Consumer Reports is as good as any to look at for reliability.
Good stuff to know.
I know that we referenced Consumer Reports for my vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Was a good thing to do. My vacuum cleaner, it really sucks. In a good way. In a good way.
Okay, so number 23 on the list was Ford. And if you drive a Ford Flex, if you are a police officer in a Ford Taurus police car, or you have a Taurus Show or a Lincoln MKT from 2013 to 2018, there is a recall of over 240,000 of those vehicles because of a part of the rear suspension that could fracture and fail. So sometime around March 2nd, if your car is in that recall, you will be notified by your Ford dealer to bring the car in, and they will replace the parts that are fracturing with good parts. You can also go to safercar.gov and find out if your car is on the list simply by putting in your VIN number, and it will let you know.
Your broken toes. We have some Autoflex Leasing fan texts. My 10-pound Dorky, which is a Dachshund Yorkie mix, that's cute, would be an MG convertible. Run, run, run. That's Mike from Wolf City.
Zoomies.
Zoomies, yes. I have to say my Chiweenie, little Chihuahua Dachshund mix, I call her the worm burner because she is fast and low to the ground. When she takes off, boy, she is just, and if you're a groundhog or a worm, you're going to get taken out by that low hanging belly. Here's one. My pit collie mix would be a convertible Toronado.
Nice.
Remember the old Toronado? I like that.
Yes.
And
I'm trying to think. I don't remember a Toronado convertible other than a customized Tornado convertible.
Well, maybe that's a customized dog.
Yeah.
Deserves a customized car. You know, here's kind of a good one. A Siberian Husky might be like a Dodge Challenger.
Or an Avalanche.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But they're fast, like in a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of dogs that are similar to the Iditarod dogs.
Right.
And they don't stop. So they'll go off a cliff, so their turns aren't so good. So maybe a Siberian Husky and a Dodge Challenger would be a good match.
Autoflex.
I'm just throwing them out there, people. You can argue.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. My wiener dog is a 1957 Chevy. His name is Waylo.
Oh, love it.
57
so
Chevy.
So like if an all-American dog is a golden retriever, would that be like a Ford or a Chevy?
I'm thinking Suburban.
Yeah.
Because they're big.
Yep, big family dogs.
And kind of lumbering.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you watch it, they can run and they're really beautiful, but they're not super fast or really great in turns.
They're swimmers, though.
They're pretty reliable. Mine's not a swimmer at all.
Okay, so the coronavirus is all of the news that is on the news. Every time you turn the news on, you hear more about the coronavirus.
So of course, we needed to talk about it.
There have been 2,236 people as of yesterday that have died of 75,400 people on mainland China. That's just in China.
Wow.
But what we haven't really thought about is what that does to business, because there are recommendations that no one go to a public place in the country. I mean, they're telling everybody to stay home. Yeah. And interestingly enough, one of the China car makers is Geely. They own Volvo, by the way, is part of who they are. But anyway, it's Geely Manufacturing, and they produce sedans and trucks in China. And they now have a custom online car buying service where a customer can go online and specifically say which car, which color, which equipment, and they will deliver the car to the customer's home. So the customer does not have to come in to the showroom. Now, we've been doing that at Autoflex for 30 years.
Autoflex Leasing, avoiding the coronavirus for 36 years.
So.
I know. We've been doing it forever. We made it so simple for people.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, other car makers like Tesla, BMW, Mercedes, they have also started to promote a delivery service in China so that people do not have to go to a public place to get their car.
They're doing it with groceries. I don't want to go into those petri dishes called a grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, and anything low and cereally or sweet, the kids have already all touched. Mm-hmm. So
if you're wondering why this sudden move to delivery, and the automotive business in China was down 92% last month over last year.
That's like almost 100%.
That's like almost nobody's getting out to buy cars. So,
well, it seems to me if you're in a quarantine,
yeah, you can't get out anywhere.
It's not really the first thing you're thinking of.
So anyway, we've been doing it for years. It works. People call us. They tell us what they want. We deliver to their home or office. They don't have to get out. They don't have to meet all those people that they never planned on meeting anyway when they shop for a car.
Right.
They don't have to get hammered on for 3 or 4 hours.
Flu season.
They just call. It's a good idea, right?
You know?
They just call us, tell us what they want. And we bring it to them. Well, Geely is doing the same thing in China, but for a much different reason. By the way, Geely has gone into a partnership with an American manufacturer to make masks. The masks that you see everyone wearing over there?
Mm-hmm.
Geely is manufacturing masks also. And I would think that would be a tremendous business.
Yeah.
Because there's a shortage of masks in China right now.
Huh. They had a photo that went viral of a couple on a plane who was flying through Australia, and they had not only the masks on, but they were covered head to toe in cellophane.
That's very funny.
Oh, I thought about that. I was like, they must have burned so many calories afterwards, just sweating.
Right?
Yeah.
I think if you made a garbage bag outfit, all this water, my sweat would be like down there in the bottom, just sloshing around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be, even the masks make you hot.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Hey guys, love the show. Is the virus the reason that gas is so low right now? And oh, by the way, Tammy is hot.
Whatever.
Okay. It is not the reason.
You must have found the only decent photo of me because I'm one of those people with shadows that, oh, she's frightening.
Anyway, the reason that gas is low is there is a huge supply of petroleum. And the reason there's a huge supply of petroleum is because everyone is drilling like heck and producing oil, and it makes gas cheaper. The supply and demand is how things work, right. And there's a big supply of oil right now, and there will be for the coming future, and that's why gas is cheap. If you want to see the opposite of that, go back to the first gas shortage. They called it a gas shortage. It was actually the Arab companies, countries that we were dependent on at the time. They stopped selling fuel to the United States, among other people, and the gasoline went way, way up. It doubled in price. It went from 50 cents a gallon to a dollar a gallon in a period of about 2 or 3 weeks. And there were lines at gas stations, and gas stations ran out of gas. So it's a supply and demand kind of thing. And right now, the supply is much greater than the demand. And that's why gasoline is cheap. It's not the virus.
Hey, I'll take it all day. When we return, we will get into the most stolen cars in America. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry. I am Sybil. You are the best part of the show, the Tolos. You're what makes this show happen. 877-881-1053 is where you can reach us, or you can call AutoFlex when they open at 10 a.m. at
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're listening on radio.com, as always, AutoFlex.com. /1053, where you can find the great Save Money Monday cars. And so it's really, there's a Save Money Monday car for every purpose and every reason. You need a pickup? How about a 2019 Ford XLT for only $379 a month? No money out of pocket, no payment due for 45 days. If you want a small SUV, how about a 2020 Kia Sportage LX for only $289 a month? And finally, if you're on a budget, how about a 2017 Hyundai Accent SE for only $219 a month? That is with no money out of pocket, no down payment, no taxes up front, no payment for 45 days. Where can you get a car for $219 a month?
AutoFlex.
That's crazy. Also, I want to say hi and thank you to some Tolos this morning. Norlin Potts came in this last week and got a Nissan Murano from Gary Michael Van Zandt. And Roger Kuhn came in and got a Toyota RAV4 from Brian Moran. Both Norlin and Roger are Tolos. We appreciate them listening, and we appreciate them coming to AutoFlex for their cars.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So thank you for keeping the dream alive.
That's right. Most stolen cars in America. This list comes out every year, and it looks like we have a new leader.
Yeah, except this list is almost pure, but it also would consider a total loss because this actually comes from the Highway Loss Data Institute. So when I did a little bit of research on this, I found out if they base it on insurance claims, because if you have a total loss, they have to pay for the car.
Ah.
If you have a car stolen, they have to pay for the car. So this involves both stolen cars and cars that are total losses, but basically, it's pretty good information. So here's the deal. If you drive a Dodge, Charger, Hemi, make sure you take your car keys with you because it's the number one car on the list. It is amazing to me that this would be the number one car, but if you consider how many get totaled out along with how many get stolen? You don't want to leave this thing parked with the keys in it somewhere because they will take it. The other thing is it's a big car. It's got a big, powerful engine. It's just a great car to drive and also to steal. Number two car, Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat. And they didn't even sell that many of these, but they are the number two car in the most stolen on the list. Why?
Because you can get away.
Oh, they ship them. They ship them overseas.
Yep. Because you're not allowed to sell those brand new overseas. They can only be sold here. You even sign a document saying it's mine.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Number three on the list, the Infiniti Q50 for entirely different reasons. And this is really, really, I didn't know this, but car thieves do. It's relatively easy to swap a control module from a scrapped Nissan car and put it in this car and drive it away.
Because they're made by the same manufacturer, right?
Exactly. And you can go into a junkyard and get the control module, and that gives you everything you need to drive the Q50 off. Number four car on the list, the Infiniti QX80. Guess what? Same reason. It's a great big SUV. It's got tons of power, and it's also easier to steal than a lot of cars because of the control module. Number five car on the list, and you're going to see this along with the number eight car. It's the GMC Sierra pickup. The number eight car is the Chevrolet Silverado. And there's a reason that they're on the list. Trucks are in high demand. That's true. But the parts exchange, that's the thing. They can swap parts out over the years. And so if you steal one, it's less risk to part it out than it is to try to resell a stolen vehicle. So it's easier to part these vehicles out, because they have a lot of vehicles that will accept those parts that are still on the street, wrecked, whatever. Dodge Challenger is the number six car on the list. Nissan Maxima is the number seven car on the list. That really sort of surprised me, but it's one of the best-selling full-size cars out there, which again means you've got a part swap, it can be shipped overseas, and they're stealing a lot of them. The number nine car, the Chrysler 300 all-wheel drive. Now, I'm not sure why the all-wheel drive was specified, but it is the all-wheel drive that was the most stolen. And again, you've got a ton of years of cars that will swap parts with, or you can swap parts off that Chrysler 300. And finally, the number 10 car on the list, and this is not from being totaled out, it's the Mercedes-Benz S-Class sedan, long wheelbase. And that is for a lot of parts, but they ship those cars. So if you drive one, don't leave it parked somewhere it's not secured, because they'll come in with a tow truck and pull it off and tow it away, and you won't be in the parking spot when you come back.
You shouldn't ever leave your car unsecured, though.
No.
Like, people who leave their cars unlocked, they're kind of just asking for it.
There was a story in the news this last week about someone who left their car running in the 7-Eleven with their child in the car while they ran in really quickly to get something. And guess what? They came back out and the car was gone.
I don't even leave my phone in the car. I wouldn't leave my kid. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Although my mom left me in the car all the time when she went to the grocery store. Nobody wanted me, though.
Autoflex, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I feel like I'm at crime college this morning.
This is funny. This is how you do it. First, you need to pull up besides the... Okay, I have something kind of funny. You talked about your pit bull. But then I found an article. I thought I came up with this idea all by myself this week, but somebody else has kind of written some stuff about this, and I thought this was funny. They compare different cars. The breed, the pit bull, it may be the most maligned and misunderstood breed on the planet. Technically, it's not a breed. It's a grouping of several dogs that are in the bull terrier. But anyway, they have a bad reputation because they were originally bred for fighting.
Right.
But if they're bred right and raised right, yeah, then they're great, loyal dogs, and they could be great family pets. And their evidence that they're more dangerous to humans is questionable, right? We know some bad things have happened, but that's probably been with the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
So a Chevrolet Corvette also could have an unreputation as a poser car. And yes, there have been some bad production Corvettes, we know.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, for most of its 50-year-plus run, the Corvette has been the great all-American sports car. And to assume they aren't as good as other sports cars is a huge mistake, because veterans of the last 20 years will give contemporary Porsches a run for their money. They really are a great value. So you can dismiss the Corvette if you like, but you might be missing out on a fantastic car, just like with the Bull Terrier or the Pit Bulls.
Okay, so I thought that was kind of good. So are similar to vets.
In the way that, you know, you might think it's a poser, you might not really want one based on whatever, but they really could be. And some of them are really great American sports cars.
Gotcha.
It was just their point. I thought it was kind of a good one. You can be misunderstood.
Yes.
Okay, back to the real deal.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Took me 8 minutes to drill out my ignition and start my Silverado with a flat-headed screwdriver. Okay, so wireless drill, cordless drill, you can drill out an ignition in no time. Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. I have an uncle who eventually spent time in prison for car theft. But in the 70s, he used to steal F-150s because it was easy to swap out the ignition switch. Wow. Okay. Let's talk about technology and no crime for a while. There's new technology coming out on vehicles, which is pretty darn amazing and make it a lot easier to drive the vehicle safely. So let's talk about some of this stuff that's coming out. Wireless Apple CarPlay. Wireless Apple CarPlay allows you to use apps like Google Maps, Spotify, other native applications from your smartphone through your vehicle's infotainment screen, which means you can get in your car and it will wirelessly attach to your vehicle if you have the capability in your vehicle so that you can see your apps on your center console and you can use them. You can use Google Maps. You can use a lot of different things. It makes it really, really convenient. Also, you don't have to answer the phone, which is really nice. If your phone rings, you can answer it through the car. If you want a Google Map, you can tell it Google Maps. It'll pull them up. It's really, really cool. And it's a safety kind of a thing. Backseat reminders.
Greatest thing ever.
Backseat reminders. If you have children, have you ever left one of them in the car because you were busy, because you were running in and out, whatever, and you realize your kiddo is still in the seat, in the back seat, and you haven't gotten him out of the car? Backseat reminders, which started showing up on cars this year, will remind you that you have opened the rear door on your car when you got in the car. So when you stop it again, a reminder will come on the dash and say, hey, check your back seat. Now, if you threw groceries back there, it's fine. You still get a reminder to take your groceries out. Who's left their briefcase in the car?
Who's left leftovers from the restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I usually leave them at the restaurant, but
true.
Sometimes I leave them in the car, and that's really terrible.
Anyway, backseat reminders, worth their weight in gold if they save a child's life. Apple CarPlay, that's the iOS 13 update that Apple has put out, and it does the same thing as the Android app does. It connects your vehicle to your phone and lets you use the apps on your phone. It's very, very nice to have. Electric performance cars, and it's interesting that they are included on this list, but here's the truth. The ones that are out there are amazing.
Yeah.
They've 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. I mean, there's no wind up with an electric motor. They just go. So
there's no warming them up in the morning.
No, there's
really
no
cold.
Warming them up. So we've seen Tesla so far. Now we're going to see the Porsche Taycan. We're going to see other vehicles by Jaguar, Mercedes-Benz. Even Ford's coming out with an electric Mustang. It's a neat thing. I don't know exactly what the future will be on those, and neither does anyone else. But it's very, very fast and cool. Here's the biggie, wireless phone charging. It's got a charge pad built in the console where you can just lay your phone down and it will charge. Everyone out there, raise your hand if you've ever looked at your phone and it was running out of battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I get anxious if it's under 100%. I literally always have it. It's plugged in right now. Always have it plugged in.
Well, there are vehicles that come with wireless charging, and it is, again, worth its weight in gold, especially if you have to leave and you forgot to plug your phone in last night and you got to go somewhere. You can lay it in the car charger, and it will charge without hooking it up to a cord, and it will charge all by itself.
You know, I just have to interject because I'd make you crazy. My phone is consistently telling me, do you want to be on low power mode?
Oh my gosh.
That'll be fine.
That gives me so much anxiety right now.
I would have anxiety driving on close to E in the car.
Same.
But running out of phone juice does not even bother me.
What if you run out of gas and you're out of phone juice?
Well, that, I'm not going to run out
trouble.
Of gas. I'm not running out of gas.
Then you're in trouble.
That's one thing that won't happen.
Okay.
But the phone, yes, it can die. I don't care.
Genesis has an intelligent assistant app built into it that you can talk to and tell it what you want to do. Again, this is probably the future because you can adjust your air conditioning. You can do all kinds of things just by telling your car you want to do it. That's a big thing. And they are the first manufacturer that's come out with a native app to the vehicle that it's like an Alexa.
Right.
You just tell it what you want and it does it.
Have you all tried speaking to your Siri and your Alexa and your car in different accents?
No, but sometimes it doesn't understand when you have an accent. Yeah.
Right. So if you're speaking to it in a British accent, I'm not saying that's British. I'm just saying an accent of any kind. Are these cars going to understand?
Yeah. All these? I don't know. You could set it where it talks to you in a British accent. So maybe it would understand.
Well, what about other accents? Could I pick South Carolina?
Maybe.
Good old boy.
Maybe. You could pick Samuel L. Jackson.
That's not really accent. That's just a voice. It's great.
Okay. Speaking of accents.
Okay.
The final really, really cool thing out there.
Did we accidentally segue into an accent?
Hyundai Remote Smart Parking Assist.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the commercial during the Super Bowl with John Krasinski where he backed his smart car into the park? Into
you
pocket
can't park there.
And with his key fob.
No, the but smart, I love him.
Oh, he's from Boston.
Oh, he's a Bostonite.
All the people in the commercial are from Boston.
Dratch and Big Poppy.
Exactly. Yeah. So they say smart car, park assist. About 1,000 times in 60
seconds.
So
funny.
It's hilarious. But let me just tell you, if you come out of the store and someone has parked their car so close that you can't get into yours, it would be worth its weight in gold.
I'm just going to sit on their hood till they come back. Why would anybody do that?
Most people get in the passenger side and crawl across the console, which is hard, and that's how they get out. But if you have a Hyundai Remote Smart Park, all you have to do is use your key fob and back your car out.
Oh, and by the way, it is spelled that way. SMAHTPAHK, smart pack. So don't misspell it when you're Googling it.
So, and I want to mention one other thing. There is it's coming out on some cars. It's a warning that tells you if someone is approaching your car from the rear while you're parallel parked. It keeps you from opening your door. It keeps you from keeping one of your children in the back seat, maybe to swing the door open and whacking somebody on a bicycle or getting the door knocked off. So it's a warning system that warns you if someone is approaching you on the driver's side of the car while you're parallel parked or on the passenger side. It's a really, really good feature. And you're going to see it on more and more cars because people will pay for that.
Mm-hmm. I would not pay for car park.
Right. Okay, we'll be
or
back.
Or the other, because I can look. I'll look out the window.
Same. With more Saturday Morning Test Drive and Frogs in Our Throat, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos, and you can reach us at 877-881-1053. Or at 10 o'clock, you can call AutoFlex, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you're listening on radio.com. As always, autoflex.com/1053, where you can see our great Save Money Monday cars. So if you're in the mood for maybe a small SUV, how about a 2019 Toyota RAV4, an XLE model, for only $359 a month? If you want an SUV with a lower payment than that, how about a 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe SE for only $319 a month? Finally, a big, big truck, a 2019 GMC Acadia SLT, only $419 a month, and that's with no money out of pocket and no down payment. You don't have a payment due for 45 days. It's crazy how cheap those are. Also, I want to shout out to some Tolos. Gabrielle Tomlinson, and she probably goes by Gabby. Gabrielle Tomlinson got a Mazda CX-5 from Blake Ogden this week. And A.C. Williams got a Toyota Avalon from Jody Lott. So we want to thank Gabrielle and A.C. for choosing AutoFlex for their car and being a Tolo and listening all the time.
And you made really nice selections.
Yes. Those are good cars.
Tammy approved.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so every year, the top safety pick is announced by the Institute for Highway Safety, and they crash test cars and all that neat stuff. And the big difference this year is the high-intensity headlights. If you have high-intensity headlights, you could qualify for the top safety pick. Plus, if you didn't, you could qualify for the top safety pick. But so the difference in these two lists are the headlights, and that's it. That's the one qualifier for the top safety pick plus. So top safety pick plus, by the way, if you've not seen a car with those high intensity headlights, you can see really well.
Yeah, you can't miss it, though.
A long way.
If they're coming your way.
Yeah.
You can't miss that.
Anyway. I think those are built more for everybody else to see you than for you to see better.
Agreed.
Well, you know when they're good is when you're on the highway at night and there's no lights and you're out in the country somewhere. They are great because you can see way in front of the car.
Anyway, I don't drive that way. I don't
top
that
safety picks.
Late at night in the woods.
Plus, people do, though. Top safety picks plus. Acura RDX, Audi A6, Cadillac XT6, Genesis G70 and G80, Honda Insight, Hyundai Niro.
Nexo or Niro?
That's a Niro.
Okay.
Lexus ES and NX and a Mazda 3, Mazda 6, a CX-3, and a CX-5, Mercedes-Benz, the C-Class, and the GLE class, not the GLA Coupe, GLE Coupe, the Nissan Maxima, and the Subaru Crosstech Hybrid, Forester, Legacy, and Outback. Now, keep in mind, those cars, as far as crash tests and stuff, rated the same as the other cars. They just had the high-intensity headlights. In the top safety pick area, Audi Q7 and Q8, BMW 3, Chevrolet Equinox, Ford Edge, and Ford Escape, the Honda Accord, Civic Sedan, Coupe, Hatchback, not the Type R, but the Sedan, Coupe, and Hatchback, and the CR-V. Hyundai Elantra, Hyundai Kona, Hyundai Palisade, Hyundai Santa Fe, Hyundai Sonata, Tucson, and Veloster, and the Kia Forte, Sorento, Soul, Sportage, Stinger, and Telluride. The Lexus, the UX, and the RX were top safety picks. The Lincoln Corsair, the Mazda CX-9, the Nissan Altima, the Subaru Ascent, Crosstech, Impreza, and WRX. It seems like a lot of cars, but it's really not. Toyota Corolla, sedan and hatchback, RAV4, Volkswagen Tiguan, and Volvo S60 and XC40. Those are all of the cars that qualified for the IIHS top safety pick or top safety pick plus, remembering that the differentiator was simply the headlights on the top safety pick plus.
It sounds like if you're in a Subaru or a Hyundai, though, you're in a safe vehicle.
Well, and here's the thing. You can test drive all of those if you'd like to by giving us a call and telling us what cars you want to test drive, and we'll line them up side by side for you. That's one of the reasons that people do business with us is because maybe they can't decide between a Toyota RAV4 and a Honda CR-V or a Nissan Pathfinder. They can drive all three of them side by side and see them all at one time and find out what fits. And the first thing that's important is, do you fit?
Right. Is it comfortable?
I talked to somebody last night about this. We leased a car to a guy that was on the radio, and he brought it back like 45 minutes later and said, it's killing my back.
Mm.
And we tried to adjust the lumbar. We tried to adjust the seat. We tried to do everything, and it wouldn't fit him. So he ended up getting a different car because he just couldn't drive that one on any kind of long-term basis on the highway. Like, he lives in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
So he drove everywhere.
Yeah, a 15-minute test drive isn't quite enough.
No.
Right.
And you need to sit in the passenger seat, too, for the times that you're over there. Driving a Toyota 4Runner, I was in the older body styles, for sure, I was more comfortable in the driver's seat because I had more leg room. But in the passenger seat, I felt like I was sitting in a chair at school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, straight up and knees bent. I was very uncomfortable. I thought, oh, I could never be
driven
by my partner for sure. Anyway, I like the colors of those Honda Civic SIs. I saw one of those lime green ones last night, nearly a neon color. It was dark, and yet I could see the color of this car.
Nice.
And so I had to look it up today, and I don't know. I think that's the new thing. Get those wild colors. It's fun. Okay.
Autoflex Easy Fan Text, how about this? I've had to fill up my power steering fluid with 8 ounces the last 5,000 miles on a truck with 21,000 miles on it, and the dealership tells me I don't have a leak. Something's wrong.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is,
but
that's not natural.
Is there a rat in there drinking his?
It may be. I would go to a different dealer or go to an independent and have them check it. That would probably be a warranty item, and power steering pressure hoses aren't terribly expensive to replace. But it should be a warranty item, and you got some kind of problem because they don't naturally just run out of that much fluid in that short of time.
Yeah, no, put a flattened out cardboard box under your car when you go to work. Mm-hmm. Slide it under there, right? See if something's leaking out at home when you have it parked. Do the same thing. You'll figure it out, and then you can show them with the box. Say, something's coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so leaking.
Mm-hmm. How drunk do you have to be to decide to drive up the side of a ski slope?
I could do that sober for sure.
How would you even drive up the side of a ski slope?
Well, not while anybody's on it.
A fellow named Frederick Brechter. This was at night. Nobody was on the scope on the slope. Frederick Brechter decided he would drive his Land Rover Range Rover, one of the finest off-road vehicles made, up the side of Magic Mountain in Vermont. And he got about 300, 400 feet, and he turned around. But by then, people that were having drinks and dinner at the lodge, they saw the taillights and the headlights going up the ski slope, and they said, we better call the police. So when Mr. Brechter reached the bottom of the hill, he was met by the local police department, who noticed a strong odor on his breath of alcohol, and they gave him a breathalyzer, and at that point, he was arrested and charged with DUI. So if you're going to try out your four-wheel drive, probably a ski slope is not a place to do it, unless you do it like the Audi e-tron did. In 2019, they took an Audi e-tron with snow-studded tires up the side of a slope, but they got the slope's permission. Yeah, they got the slope's permission first.
Yeah.
You know, if he'd called ahead, maybe he'd have gotten something other than a night in jail.
But I do want to say, Frederick, wah-wah, you chose a beginner slope. I mean, I could ride my bike up a beginner slope, okay? A little hocus-pocus slope over there in Vermont. So, you know, show me a black.
Yeah, go for a black diamond next time.
Let me see you drive that thing up a black diamond with some moguls. Then we can talk.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text.
I'm not impressed.
Wireless charging is nice, but it's very slow.
Mm. Hmm.
I said very slow rather than slow, because that's what they typed in. Okay, so there's a new James Bond movie coming out in April called No Time to Die. And it is a really, really exciting James Bond movie. In fact, if you want to see some of the chase scenes, if you go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page, you can see, you have to open the story up, and they've got video of the chase scenes in the story. Now, here's the thing. They use a classic DB5 to run all these chase scenes with.
What's that?
It is an Aston Martin vehicle that was made a while back. And if you used a real DB5, it would be terribly expensive because they sell at auction for a fortune now. Because they're cool and they're Austin and they're vintage Aston Martins. So what they did was really interesting. They took a modern Aston Martin and put old DB5 parts on it so it looks like an old DB5. And then they put special suspension in it and they made the headlights drop down and have Gatling guns coming out of them and stuff like that. But when you see the movie, if you see it in April, it's awesome. Or if you go to the video clip, you can see this Aston Martin in doing donuts and, you know, drifting around corners, things that a real DB5 won't do. This new one will, though, yeah. Are the ones they have in the movie, and they call them stunt cars. They're stunt doubles, and it's a stunt double car for an Aston Martin DB5.
And Daniel Craig is not driving the stunt car either. He has a stunt driver. He has his own Brad Pitt.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Mark Higgins is actually the driver.
Kidding.
And Mark Higgins has been the driver for the last, you know, five or six movies, I'm sorry. And he does all the stunt driving in it. Daniel Craig does not. Daniel Craig just, he emotes. When it's time for someone to emote, they shoot Daniel Craig. When it's time for somebody to drive the stunt car, they get Mark Higgins.
Daniel.
I wonder if he's one of those guys like Tom Cruise who does his own stunts.
Daniel?
I don't think so.
Well, he doesn't do the car stunts.
Yeah.
No.
Because Tom Cruise is, what, pushing 70 and he still does his own stunts?
Pushing 70, oh my gosh.
I think he's getting up there. 82, maybe? I don't know how old he is.
Okay, so if you're out and you're a teenager and you're thinking about stealing some cars, would you start at the Lamborghini dealership?
Well, yes. Heck yes. Yes.
So,
if I could drive a stick.
Around 3 a.m. this past Monday, the officers of the Wayland Police Department just outside Boston, responded to a commercial burglar alarm. It was located at Lamborghini of Boston. When they got there, they found that two
Urus
had been stolen. So they started looking for these cars, and they pulled up at a red light, and here were two brand new Lamborghini Urus and a Chevy Cruze stopped at the red light. So they hit the blue lights to pull them all over. Well, the two Lambos ran. The two kids in the Chevy Cruze pulled over. Guess what? No driver's license, not even old enough to have a driver's license. So they had those kids. Then they look for the other cars, and the other cars are running from them. They run these two Lambos into one another. They pull them over. The kids both get out and run. One of them got caught. The other one is still at large and wondering how good of friends those really are.
Right.
Because if they squeal on him, he's in deep trouble.
So anyway, how did the cops know that the Cruze was in on it, too?
Well, there were three of them at a red light, and they all three ran.
Oh.
But it was pretty easy to catch the Cruze.
Right.
The Lambos, not so easy.
Well, it's 3 a.m. It's not, that's just not usual. You learn to know what stands out as odd at 3 a.m. when you're out there patrolling the streets all the time. It is Urus. And you know what? The hurricane is Hurricane. Yeah. I had to look up how to pronounce these Lamborghini cars.
Nice.
And it's not Lamborghini, it's Lamborghini.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, Tom Cruise is 57.
Yeah, like I said, he's pushing 80. It's almost the same, right?
You're killing me.
All right, if we didn't have a time to get to your fan text, we would love to hear from you. You can still call Autoflex Leasing. They will open in less than 5 minutes at any local area code, 234-1234, or autoflex.com. Or, you know what? You can reach us next week, 9 a.m. We'll be right back here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you to Larry. The Fan Jam is coming up next for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.